Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show here on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we have an amazing guest, the Squayu Singers. Please introduce yourselves.
Hello, my name is Kelsey Kanatan Wavy. I am Swampy Cree from my dad's side, Muskegoninawak, and my mom's side is British, Norwegian, white, and I am one third of Isqueo Singers.
Beautiful.
And my name is Shakti Hayes. I'm from the George Gornan Band in Saskatchewan, Treaty 4 Nation, and I am Cree and happy to be here, DJ Medi and Michelle.
Yes, we have our co-host today, Michelle, and she's got some questions.
Hey, everybody. So, ladies, you are the Isqueo Singers, and you are two-thirds of the Isqueo Singers here this evening. And you are a Canadian Indigenous women's trio that creates and performs songs in traditional plains form. Is that correct? Did I say that right?
Yeah. So we're a traditional hand drum women's group that sing primarily in Cree and the Algonquin languages. I know I'm an urban Indian who was really looking to get back into my roots from Saskatchewan, and this is just a great opportunity to be able to sing and speak my language and share a bit of the culture with the people and just really get back to my roots.
100%. Me too. Same boat. I grew up in Winnipeg on Treaty 1 territory, and all my family's from Treaty 5. I didn't really grow up on the reserve or really surrounded by too much culture, but I've always loved to sing so much. And then finding working with Sandy and her teaching us some songs, all from the Algonquin language group, which is Cree, Ojibwe, Soto. I think there might be some more in there.
Algonquin from Massachusetts, which is kind of part of the same umbrella group. But Sandy Schofield, who cannot be with us today, she's actually recording in the studio. She is originally from Windsor, Ontario. I guess we've all kind of migrated here on the West Coast and are able to share the language from all across Canada.
Yeah, it feels good to find. Crees always find each other, I find. We always find each other out here.
Well, there's a lot of us, so, I think it's pretty easy to do.
Fantastic. And so what is the essence of the music that you play? When we talk about the Plains tradition, what is that? What does that mean?
Well, I think there's two different forms of hand drum songs. You have your traditional sacred songs that you have in sacred ceremonies, and then you have kind of your more
social
songs. And so the songs that we are allowed to play are the social songs. So those are some of the songs that we're going to be sharing with you today.
Fantastic.
All right, and let's talk about your first song. Tell me about this one right here.
K-twam.
So K-twam is a Cree word that says until we meet again. Mm-hmm. And I thought that this would be a really lovely song to open up with. It just shares a little bit of our culture and kind of the lifestyle and the attitude that we have in our Cree culture. And it has Sandy singing lead. And so she's definitely a part of us on this show today. So take it away, K-twam.
That was amazing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Esquayu singers performing live here in the radio station. So tell me about your first song.
This song was gifted us by one of Sandy's old members of her of a group called Kitigan Zibi when she used to live in Ottawa. It's honestly one of my favorite songs. It's all about a young woman who is going to have a coming of age ceremony, and she's going throughout the village and telling everyone, come and hang out and let's all celebrate together this wonderful time.
Hey, yo.
Anishinaabe.
So this next song is actually a morning song that was sung around the village. It's a wake-up song.
Morning as in daytime, yeah.
As in daytime. So there was a person that used to go around and sing a wake-up song for everybody as the sun was rising. And so this is a song that you would hear going through the village, wake up, the birds are singing, the sun is shining, it's a beautiful day. This is called Waniska.
Waniska, pewapa no ma, a se pie si sa kime gamua, imunagwan, kitaski na.
Growing up a lot. My dad can attest to that.
And what does that mean?
Wake up.
Wake up. Fantastic. Well, definitely beautiful songs. Beautiful songs and inspiring as well. And the instruments that you're playing are quite interesting. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We're playing on hide drums. We also have rattles that are made out of natural materials as well. But I also play other instruments as well. My first instrument is actually bass guitar.
Really?
And so I sing many genres of music as well. I'm also most of my career as a blues player.
Okay.
And then I met Sandy back in 2001 and formed the group Nincy Wakam back in 2002, 2003, recorded an album, and that was the start of my journey singing traditional hand drum women's songs because I really wanted to get back into my culture, learn a little bit of the language, and what a great opportunity to have to be able to incorporate these traditional instruments with the contemporary instruments. I also play a little bit of guitar and just a little mishmash of other instruments. And Kelsey, what do you also play?
Yeah, I actually had a hand drum since I was quite little, and like I've always been super drawn to it, like always just making noise on it and always just singing all the time anyways. but yeah, I'm also like, I didn't always start like doing music stuff. I feel like I'm more of a musician now than I guess before. I don't know. But yeah, I'm also an actor. I do like work in theater and film, as an actor, as a director. And I feel like that informs like some of the music as well too, like with the storytelling.
Yeah.
And there is so much storytelling with these songs as well. Like we do, yeah, like when we're performing live, we do share some of the, we get theatrical with it. And yeah, but now too, like I also, I do a little bit of guitar. Like I've started as a singer, I do a little bit of guitar, not very much bass, a little bit of keys. And I love just like playing around with pedals and making noise. I also have like a contemporary indigenous indie pop duo called Everybody. We're going to be putting out an EP soon in August as well.
How exciting.
Yeah, there's
Wonderful.
A lot of things going on.
Yeah,
tons
of stuff.
It's a beautiful time.
Surrounded by music this summer.
Yes.
It's
absolutely.
Wonderful. That's how I want to live my life.
Yeah.
There you are.
Tunes.
All right, and we will be back with more Esquayu Singers after this.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
All right, so we're going to play some more music off of... tell me about this album right here.
So it's the Esquayo Singers album. And actually, so Kelsey and I are the second generation of this women's trio. So the original group was Sandy Schofield, Farrah Palmer, and Andrea Menard.
Mm-hmm.
And so they cut this wonderful album, and the track that is going to be playing is Gaki Sigamoya that Sandy Schofield leads, and we just wanted to share a little bit of this song with
yes,
you guys.
Yes, and what does that mean? The Gaki Sigamoya.
I don't know what that one means.
You don't know what that one means? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have to research that later on. Okay, here we go on CGSF.
Bagina suna nekitu muya ya nikawiaski Kissing a moon, Umseka kisimu ya yawena aweo. Bagit na suna nekitu ya ya.
Yeah, we're rattling here in the studio. All right. So, yep, they found some information about the song.
Yes, we sure did. We, as Shakti said, we are the second generation of Esquayo singers, and we're still learning. Always room to grow. Always a good time to learn some Cree. But yeah, that song was just saying, this is my prayer. This is how we pray. We make offerings to Mother Earth. We make offerings to ancestors. And I love, and I'm so grateful for Sandy for putting in the lyrics, not just for us, but like for other people to share and like learn as a resource.
To be able to connect to the words of the language. Mm-hmm. And she also sometimes does translations in the album sleeves as well, mm-hmm. which is really fun to look and learn that way as well.
Awesome. All right. Now, you have some bling, as you were saying.
Some indigenous bling.
Tell me about what you're wearing today.
Today, I have on my yellow swirly snakes mm-hmm. from Bronwyn Butterfield, who is an incredible Métis beater from Treaty 1 territory, where I'm from. We actually went to elementary school together,
oh, wow.
which is so funny. When I was messaging her about it, I was like, oh my gosh, we actually went to school together. But they're so beautiful. They've got hide on the back. And you know, I love to stay blinged out. Mm-hmm. Got a couple rings on too. Yeah.
And I'm wearing Valerie Orr Gigi Beads earrings. I love her style, and I have quite a collection of her different beaded earrings and hide and buckskin earrings. And so shout out to Gigi Beads. Valerie, you're amazing.
Is that the same one that you gifted me? Those like
yes.
long
yeah, the hide
ones?
Yes.
Oh, those are
you
gorgeous.
You got the hide version, yeah.
I was going to wear those today. I couldn't decide, but I had to go with yellow for summer.
The snakes are pretty rocking there.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Should we talk about some of your upcoming gigs?
yeah. So we have two festivals we're playing this weekend. Kelsey, do you want to talk about the first festival?
Yeah, the first one's in Holland Park. It's for Surrey Fusion Festival. I believe we go up at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, so we're going to be in there in the evening. Sandy's actually doing a songwriting workshop as well earlier in the day if you want to come check that out too. I know it's going to be amazing. Yeah.
The whole day is going to be amazing, full of artists. And I believe her workshop starts at noon. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, we are performing at the Four Fires Festival, which is down by Expo 86, there by the Main Street SkyTrain station. And we will be performing at 1:30 on the stage on okay. Sunday. And then right after the Esquayo Singers is going to be Sandy Schofield's band,
mm-hmm.
of which
fantastic.
Miss Kelsey Wavy sings backup vocals.
I've been known to do a couple BGs for Sandy, yes.
So it'll be a back-to-back wonderful show to come and check out. So definitely make your way down to one of those shows if you're really digging what we're sharing with you today.
Yeah, they're all free, too. So
yes,
definitely.
They are.
Perfect. And then what else is happening around town, Michelle?
Well, the Polygon Gallery is pleased to present Deck Chair Cinema, an outdoor summer film series taking place on Kate's Deck, located on the waterfront directly in front of the gallery. Hosted for 10 Thursdays beginning June 29th, the screenings commence at sunset and will be complemented by music and entertainment leading up to curtain time. Admission to Deck Chair Cinema is by donation and includes access to the gallery's summer exhibition, Jeremy Shaw Phase Shifting Index. To learn more about this event, visit thepolygon.ca.
Yes, and the Burnaby Blues and Roots Festival returns to Deer Lake Park on August 12th with free admission. And headlining the festival for 2023 is Canadian music icon and multi-Juno Award winner Buffy St. Marie. And we're going to play her song, Starwalker, right here on CJSF. Buffy St. Marie with Starwalker. Ed, you've got a great story to tell about Buffy.
Well, I don't know. I did get a chance to meet her way back in 2005 at the Junos in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I tell you, what an honor to be in such presence of such a musical icon. And I did get to see her perform at the Burton Cummings Theater as well, and she just put on one kicking show.
Nice.
She is incredible.
Right on.
All right, so you're going to play two live songs. Yes, again, ladies and gentlemen, I get to introduce them again, Escuello Singers.
Yeah, this is the Gathering song. It's an Ojibwe song. It used to be a song that Escuello women would sing picking berries, and when we were all gathering together to pick some berries. Here we go.